Drivers across Australia are being urged to take care with a rising road toll that's devastating thousands of families and costing the economy billions. There's been a concerning spike in deaths after record low numbers just a few years ago, sparking concerns about the effectiveness of road safety campaigns. Thomas Ariti reports.
A road tragedy can have a devastating impact on countless lives.
It's a grieving process that you go through for the rest of your life. You actually never get over it.
Peter Fraser knows all too well. He lost his daughter Sarah after the 23-year-old's car broke down on the Hume Highway in New South Wales. She was hit by a truck, as was tow truck driver Jeff Clark, who had arrived to help.
She was killed in February, on the 15th of February 2012. I was just focusing on my family. I had no concepts of road safety. And what's happened is that my life has been changed forever. And I've got to say, while I'm very proud of some of the outcomes in terms of we've created National Road Safety Week, I wish I wasn't associated with this at all.
There's been a concerning spike in the number of deaths over the past 12 to 18 months. The federal government estimates that road crashes are costing the Australian economy $27 billion a year. Professor Brian Owler is a Sydney-based neurosurgeon who's been the face of road safety campaigns in New South Wales.
The costs of providing treatment, the resources that it takes up in terms of the operating theatres, our emergency departments and hospital beds is also very significant. And I mean, there are many reasons why we want to prevent road trauma, but again, that is another important consideration and why it's important that we also make that investment.
The road toll is of particular concern for police in the states where the numbers have jumped more than 10% in the past 12 months. In Victoria, someone's injured every 2 hours on the road, and a person dies every day and a half. Assistant Commissioner Doug Fryer is from Victoria's Road Policing Command.
Road trauma just in Victoria alone, the cost is anywhere to the state is anywhere between $3 and $4 billion. It's an extraordinary number. But this is about lives, like real people, and you talk to anyone who has lost a loved one to road trauma, they simply do not get over it.
In New South Wales, road crashes are now estimated to be costing the economy more than $7 billion every year. And road safety campaigner Peter Fraser is questioning whether the current efforts to address the problem are working.
You can imagine if we had a plane crash every single month, losing 100 people on board, there'd be outrage. But there's not, because we've put this and hidden road safety, all the consequences of road carnage, from everyone's public view.
The National Road Safety Strategy is aiming for at least a 30% reduction in deaths and serious injuries by 2020.
Thomas Ariti.